Hi, this is Bill Meyer. Thanks for checking out this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. There are many more podcasts for this and all of our other faith radio shows available online. Our web address is myfaithradio.com. And thanks for your gifts to this listener-supported ministry. Enjoy the podcast. Welcome back. It's the Faith Radio Network. 9 minutes past the hour. Bill Meyer with you. What would you do if you were a pastor and you found out that right next door to your new church was a Muslim mosque? That's what happened to Jim Powell, and he is here to share his story with us today. Jim is the lead pastor of Richwoods Christian Church in Peoria, Illinois. He is the founder of the 95 Network. That's a network of churches and church leaders in the 95% of congregations that have been that are right now between 1 and 800 members across the country. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So Christianity Today recently published a series of letters between you and a man named Kamil Mufti. Kamil is a Muslim imam. He leads the mosque next door to you in Peoria. Are there a large number of Muslims in your city?
Actually, there is a pretty good number of Muslims. We have Peoria is the world headquarters for Caterpillar, so there's a lot of white-collar jobs, you know, people that come from outside of, the Midwest that work here. And so there is a fairly good population, yes.
How did you first react when you learned that your church building, the new building you were buying, or your congregation was purchased, was right next door to a Muslim mosque?
Well, I think at first, you know, when we realized that the mosque was next door, there was a mixture of fear, I think irony. It was a little surreal at times. We would joke about it at different times. But there was a little bit of nervousness, I think, just uncertainty in my mind and our leaders.
Approximately how many folks attend this mosque? Is it a big one?
It's fairly good size. I mean, they have several hundred people, for their Friday prayers is their main service. And they generally have a couple hundred to several hundred people there. When they have Ramadan, they'll have hundreds and hundreds of people there. I mean, 400, 500, 600, I would say, for their Ramadan. But it's not like, you know, like a mega church, but it's a fairly large mosque. Yes.
What nationality do the folks tend to be? What countries are they from?
You know, most of them are from Pakistan, India. There's a couple of mosques. I think there's three different mosques in our community, and but this one is primarily looks at a lot of people from Pakistan and in India.
What was your first interaction like with the members of this mosque? Was it a positive one?
Yeah, it was. I think that, you know, the thing that's interesting is they were nervous too. I mean, you know, we have so many perceptions of Muslims that are shaped basically just by what we see on the news. Unfortunately, I think in the church, a lot of Christians have been shaped by, there's certain narratives that are easy for us to believe. We tend to believe strongman arguments, or, you know, someone reads a couple of verses in the Quran and preaches a sermon on Islam or writes a blog, and we tend to believe that stuff very easily. And that produces a lot of fear, a lot of judgment about what all Muslims believe. But what we found is that when we reached out, there was a physician that was on our church board who knew a physician who went to the mosque. And so through that connection, we reached out to them. The first meeting was actually our elders shared a meal with their elders. And it was everyone you could tell was just a little bit nervous. I mean, it was just everyone was polite and civil, but they were nervous. We were nervous. But after that initial meeting, we sort of broke the ice. And then a real tipping point occurred in 2010 when there was a pastor in Florida who was going to burn the Quran on 9/11, and it made national news. And I just felt compelled to write a letter to the mosque, and I did so. I sent it to my church board to have them approve it, to be sure that they felt it was reflective of our church's position. And basically, in that letter, we just said that we do not feel that this action is consistent with a behavior that Jesus would endorse. We feel that we're called to love our neighbors, and that we apologize that this person is doing this, and et cetera, et cetera. And they actually read that letter in the mosque to all their members, and there was just a great deal of positive response from the Muslims. But the thing that was significant is that the feedback we got is, thank you for the letter, because we just assumed that your church and that all Christians supported what was happening. And as we got into the conversation, I said, are you serious? And you see, the Muslims in the mosque were making the same assumptions about Christianity based upon a small vocal minority of a pastor of a church of like, what, 100 people or something like that in Florida was making national news. And they assumed that that guy was speaking for Christians as a whole in America, when I didn't know a single pastor who supported what that guy was doing. And at that point, there was really this watershed experience where we realized that they believe certain narratives and certain assumptions about Christians based upon the actions of a few, the same way that we were making broad brush judgments about all Muslims based upon the extremist and the terrorist.
What were some of the views they held about evangelical Christians that surprised you?
Well, just the fact that there was a couple of things. And unfortunately, it didn't surprise me. You know, I mean, it's unfortunate. But I think some of the key views or core views that they had about evangelical Christians is, one, is that we're only concerned about converting them. We don't care about them as people. We just want to convert them. And I think that is a fair assumption, that too often their interactions with Christians has been, we're going to share the gospel with you. We want you to become a Christian, but there's no sense of genuine compassion. Mm-hmm. You're only going to love me if I convert. You just want me to believe the truth. The other assumption about Christians is that, once again, to be quite honest, one of the things that I've heard from several people at the mosque as we've interacted with them, they've actually had me come to the mosque now. I did a 4-week class on Christianity at the mosque.
Amazing.
And the imam said, you can share whatever you want to share. And he even told me, he said, Jim, you can even share the gospel. You know, I'm not putting any kind of a muzzle on you at all. You know, just, you can teach us about Christianity and let our people ask you questions. And so you can have that kind of a platform with Muslims and with people from other faith traditions when you love people for who they are, much like the Good Samaritan. We don't come with an agenda, but we just love them as a person. And when they know that you care for them, you know, then they're willing to listen to what you have to say. But there was very much this sense of Christians only want to convert us. And the feedback that I've got from so many different Muslims is it's hard for us to believe that you're an evangelical because you're nice.
Oh, no.
Because they have received so much, they've heard so much vitriol, so much just mean-spirited interactions with evangelical Christians. Because I think we forget, the Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Galatians, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself in love. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we often express our faith in passion. We express our faith in boldness. We express our faith in truth. You know, we're more concerned about the truth and dogma than we are expressing our faith in love. And I think that really hurts our witness.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Jim Powell. He's the pastor of a church in Peoria, Illinois. It sits right next door to a Muslim mosque and has developed a friendship with the imam there, Camille. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on Faith Radio.
The Twin Cities' new home for Faith Radio, 90.7 FM, AM 900.
Good morning and welcome back. 20 past the hour, it's Faith Radio. Bill Meyer with you, talking to Jim Powell. He is the lead pastor of Richwoods Christian Church in Peoria, Illinois, which sits right next door to a Muslim mosque. Jim has developed a friendship with the imam from the mosque, Camille Mufti. What's Camille like, Jim?
Well, he's really, he's a nice guy. I mean, once we broke through and began to know each other, obviously when you meet someone new that has such different religious and beliefs, and especially with a lot of the tensions between Islam and terrorists and Americans right now. In his experience with Christians, it takes a while to build trust. But once we broke through that threshold and really began to know each other, it's just an enjoyable friendship. I mean, the thing that's amazing about Camille is that, we can really have candid conversation. We can talk candidly about Jesus, about difficult verses in the Quran. It's not like, hey, we can't go there. We can't have that conversation. And because he's not defensive on those difficult situations, and I don't believe I'm defensive when he pushes into Christianity, it's really refreshing.
I understand the two of you taught a class together at a local university.
Yeah, so once again, this was another huge step in our relationship. Was I also am friends with a rabbi locally. Daniel is the rabbi of the synagogue there and does a campus ministry for the Jewish students there at Bradley University. And so they had approached Daniel about doing a class on the Abrahamic faiths. And so Daniel had reached out to me, and then I reached out to Camille. And so the three of us did this actually two different classes on the Abrahamic faiths. And the format was they gave us a topic we would teach for 20 minutes each, and then we would take questions from the students. And that was just a wonderful experience. The three of us, we went out to eat, went to coffee. A real breakthrough moment is I'm a big baseball fan. And so Daniel had us back to his house one day. And so you have a Muslim, you have an evangelical pastor, and a Jewish rabbi all sitting together eating, watching the St. Louis Cardinal playoff game on television. It was quite the unique experience. So
the pastor, the rabbi, and the imam all watching the Cardinals. That sounds like a joke.
Watching the Cardinals.
Oh, that's great. You mentioned before the break that your friend Camille invited you to come into the mosque and teach a four-week class on Christianity. What was that experience like for you, Jim?
It was beautiful. I just, Bill, we have these moments in life where you just feel like you're in the center of God's will. You just sense that there's something transcendent taking place here. And when I was fortunate enough to be able to do this, it was so beautiful because it was rich, it was real. A lot of the Muslims that were there, they had honest questions about Christianity. I mean, one of the first questions I got, I'll never forget, was, do you know do you believe that December 25th is really Jesus' birthday? Those are some of the questions they had because some of their apologetics that they had been taught about Christianity is stuff that, quite frankly, is insignificant. I mean, stuff that you and I would shrug our shoulders and say, that's not a big deal. And they also had misunderstandings, and many of them had, experience with Christians that, for example, one guy, they said, what do most Christians believe about Muslims? And, I talked about some of the assumptions that I hear, that all Muslims, if they don't verbally, at least sort of implicitly or passively endorse, violence or terrorism, that they really, really are okay with it, even if they're not doing it. That women are treated poorly, et cetera. And one of the Muslim men who worked for Caterpillar shared a story about getting on an airplane, and he was on this flight, and this lady was very friendly with him, and how are you doing, whatever, and oh, you work at Caterpillar, and obviously he had a darker complexion, and she goes, so where are you from? And he said he was from, India, and she said, so are you a Christian? He says, well, no, I'm a Muslim. And he said that this lady's face, like you could just see the shock on her face. And he said that the rest of the trip, she never said a word to him. It was like, you could almost see a visible nervousness, like, oh, I'm on this plane with this Muslim. And several of the members of the mosque had those kinds of questions. And why do Christians react that way? And we know this about Jesus. The thing about Muslims that we have to understand as Christians is they have an incredibly high view of Jesus. And most Muslims are no different. Listen, they're secular Muslims. There's highly devoted Muslims, just like there are Christians. There are extreme Muslims. There are conservative Muslims. There are more moderate Muslims. They're individual people, just like we see in Christianity. But they have a very high view of Jesus. They believe that Jesus is the greatest prophet outside of Muhammad. And you can start a conversation around Jesus, and they will talk to you about Jesus. And it's a wonderful platform to step into Jesus, and then to eventually go to the places where there is difference about Jesus, where we believe that he is the Messiah, the Son of God. We believe in the literal crucifixion and resurrection. And that's where the differences are. And that's where we can get to, though. But we have to start with a genuine conversation. And they'll embrace that if you move towards them.
And Jim, you've done just that. And boy, Lord bless you for your wonderful heart. Jim Powell, the pastor of Richwoods Christian Church in Peoria, Illinois. And the letters to the mosque next door, you can read those letters at ChristianityToday.com. Thanks so much for your time, Jim, and may God continue to guide you and direct you and lead you in your work and with that wonderful congregation there.
Thank you for inviting me, and God bless you and the work you're doing up there. God bless you.
27 past the hour. This is Faith Radio. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like more information about this show, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com.